In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. We start with a big question that will only keep getting bigger. In this increasingly on-demand economy, what makes you an employee exactly? And when are you, say, an independent contractor? The implications are huge when it comes to worker protections and worker flexibility. New guidance from the Labor Department is trying to clarify the situation. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The Labor Department says its new guidelines are not a change in policy, but a kind of litmus test for when you're an independent contractor and when you're an employee, entitled to things like overtime, benefits, and workers' comp. David Weil is the Labor Department's wage and hour administrator in charge of the guidelines.
Our mission is to ensure a fair day's pay for a fair day's work.
To do that, the department looked at six factors, including how much control the employer has over the worker. Merrick Masters directs the labor program at Wayne State University.
If you can control what the hours people work, what they're supposed to wear, all those kinds of things come into play.
Masters thinks the new guidelines tilt the playing field more in favor of workers who filed suit, claiming they're misclassified as independent contractors and should be full-fledged employees. This is a big issue in today's on-demand economy. Here's labor attorney Shannon Liss Reardon.
The guidance that was issued today by the Department of Labor is marvelous.
Liss Reardon is on a class action case representing California Uber drivers who say they should be employees. She cites another factor mentioned in the department's guidance, whether a worker is permanent.
But someone who is working on an ongoing basis until one side or the other decides to terminate the relationship, that's an employee.
Liss Reardon says Uber's employees are permanent. But an Uber spokeswoman told me many of their workers have other jobs, aren't permanent, like the flexibility they have, and wouldn't want to be classified as employees, no matter what the Labor Department says. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.